Coach, here in Virginia for the third conference game of the season, coming off a win Wednesday night against St. Louis at home, how proud were you of the team in that comeback effort?
I loved our fight, Jared. We had our backs against the wall. We were coming off a very disappointing loss to Richmond, kind of a disappointing two-loss trip to Hawaii. And for us to get down by double digits, be in that locker room at halftime, and then come back out in the second half and fight like we did against a very good St. Louis team was very encouraging to me.
Keyshawn Pritchett has been exceptional passing the basketball over the last handful of games. Can you elaborate on that part of his game?
He's got great vision and great touch. And he has been that way since we started recruiting him when he was at Lake Norman High School. And our belief is that if he just develops his confidence with the shooting, he'll be a very difficult matchup at the point position. He shot the ball very well, and then he'll get erratic and maybe miss two or three in a row, and his confidence gets a little bit fractured. But he's worked on it quite a bit, and for a guy who has limited practice time because of his knee, I'm thrilled with what he's given for us right now.
The opponent this afternoon, George Mason. Patriots are young in terms of experience. They've got a good player in Livingston that you'll look to contain. What else stands out to you?
Well, Livingston, as you said, is a one-man fast break. Grayer can really shoot the ball. He's a catch shooter from three. He can put it on the floor. But what they're going to do to us, I think, is they're going to attack us with the dribble. They're going to try to look for cracks and try to get to the rim, force fouls, force closeouts, and utilize the dribble to really put us on our heels.
Now, disappointing news this week in terms of injuries, losing Dusan for the season, Nathan as well. How does that change the approach, if any, since those guys weren't really playing, knowing they won't be available the rest of the way?
You know, we understood the situation as far back as a month ago. When Dusan came out of the Charlotte game, it just wasn't the same Dusan. And, you know, the surgery on Wednesday is going to get him back to 100%. It's going to take some time, but he's finished for the year. And we had the same sense about Nathan when he was not able to play for us in Europe. We were constantly optimistic and hopeful. And for someone to work as hard as those two guys have done to rehab themselves and see that the progress wasn't occurring as quickly as we needed indicated to us that they might have to go on a shelf this year, and they are right now.
And finally, Coach, a couple keys to this game this afternoon.
Containing dribble penetration, that is absolutely pivotal. A second thing is good offense by us. Bad offense will lead to bad defense, so we cannot come down the court and fire quick threes. We got to make them defend us. I think we got the capability of scoring against them, but we've got to make that offense work. And if we do that and then we contain that dribble penetration as a team of defenders, I think we'll be in good shape.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Jared.